Peter Boshi is our chief ombudsman. He says that Oranga Tamariki needs to change and is demanding that those changes are forthcoming. A call like this is seldom necessary for a government institution, but Peter is kindly with us to reflect on some of his thinking. It's Rangatira Peter, tēnā koe. Thanks for joining us on Pākehā.
Kia ora, Dale. Always good to speak with you and very ready to have a talk about this.
Tēnā koe. What's prompted it at this time?
So, Dale, for about 4 years, we've had an enhanced oversight of Oranga Tamariki, and over that time have had over 2,000 complaints. So we thought it was a good idea to look at all of those complaints and draw out of those common things happening and themes. So this report goes into specifically 22 case studies to look at what actually happened, what that shows, and what our concerns are, and really the challenge for a new government and a new minister to actually stamp their mark and try and bring about change to this very profoundly troubled organisation.
Kia ora. Look, it's been in the spotlight, as it should be too. What was behind the thinking of collating case studies about particular instances, and how were those studies determined?
Well, there are two things I want to say. In this job, it's really important that people feel the concerns they've got are listened to, and the Ombudsman fulfills that role. And I think that's important for your listeners and New Zealanders to know, that the Ombudsman is the person who's objective, willing to listen, and willing to translate concerns and worries into action. That's the first thing. So those that we talked to who gave their consent to their cases being the subject of our analysis are really pleased that their voices are rising to the top. The second is this. If there are practices which are alarming and need to be changed, we need to highlight them. So I'm just going to give you three main examples just to make the point. The first is reports of concern aren't being recorded, assessed, and actioned to our satisfaction. And, Dale, the biggest example was Malachi Shubex, who was 5 when a report of concern was made about injuries. His case was reported as a concern to an office of Oranga Tamariki, but it was put on a pile of haven't got time to do this. Further reports of concern went nowhere, and we all know that Malachi's destiny was death. And it was one of the worst, most heartfelt cases I've ever been involved in. So we've just got to get reports of concern noted, recorded, assessed, and actioned as appropriate. The second, which I think is of real relevance to Te Ao Māori, is the question of uplift, search for whānau, doing what this act should do, and that is trying to reconnect children who may be in need of care with whānau, hapū iwi, instead of taking into care. And the third is alarming for me as a former judge. We found that some evidence given to family court judges in order to have orders made was inaccurate and sometimes biased by the social worker. In other words, leaving certain things out and overly emphasising others to bring about an order that the social worker wanted. That's pretty awful when you've got evidence being given to a court that's inaccurate.
I do take your point. It's been a very frustrating organisation for many, and obviously the case studies indicate at times major shortcomings. So what to do of it at a political time when everyone's been asked to tighten belts? It's hardly a time we can expect more resources being pushed into Oranga Tamariki. Can these issues that have been raised be addressed at minimal cost, or are there some big bucks involved in getting the changes that are really needed, Peter?
I don't think it does need big bucks. I think this is what I'd like to say about change. First of all, There's good legislation in place now to enable Oranga Tamariki to act in a way which is acceptable. There's no doubt that the building blocks are there. And secondly, when we analyse the practice guidelines and the way in which training occurs, the basics are there, and so it should be possible. So what's going wrong? Well, I'm afraid to say it's not getting the basics right. It's lack of discipline. And it's just the same as you going on air, and I was listening to your wonderful intro going through the day's events. Your discipline, Dale, is knowing what your job is and doing it, if I might say so. You do it just so well. In other words, people have got to learn what to expect, and then it should happen. So my number one thing is discipline and not veering away from the allocated task. And I'm afraid that happens in a way which is inconsistent throughout the country. Just one other thing that I think would really, really help. Why do things go wrong and the results are so awful? We think that there is a lack of peer support and a lack of supervision. Even I have peer supervision in the office to make sure that what I'm doing is up to scratch. So I think in cases we've dealt with, we just can't understand why in some parts of the country practice has been so poor. Was there no supervision? Was there no one looking over that person's shoulder saying, hey, you can't do it that way. This is the way you should do it. So my challenge to this organisation, which has so much potential, just get the basics right, be professional, and do what the craft requires.
Tēnā koe. Well, these reports of concern, as you say, need to be taken seriously, acted upon. And I do take your point, as well as our listeners will, Peter, about peer support and supervision to ensure that they're better going forward. We have had numerous reports and critique of Oranga Tamariki, and at times get the feeling that their activities and processes are improving. But then another report comes out, such as this one, that's highly critical. Thank you for furnishing it, or aspects with our people this morning, Peter. What needs to happen? The report's been created. We're publicly speaking of it, but it needs to get some traction. Who needs to act here?
Well, I think the new minister, Karen Chaw, has nailed her colours firmly to the mast as someone who has high expectations. And I think she has a real interest and commitment in this area. So let's give her a chance. Dale, my job is to look, listen, and report, not to be an advocate and not to be the person who demands change. That is for the government and for the minister. I imagine what the minister will be wanting to do is set very clear measures and expectations so that if they're not met, that's in turn responded to with action that the minister will want to bring about. A lot of your listeners will be thinking more words. We still don't trust. We still don't have the assurance in Oranga Tamariki that we need. I understand that frustration, but for me, I will not tire of raising this issues time and time again until we start seeing a drop-off in poor practice. My job is to keep on and keep on and keep reporting in order to try and see if we can move the dial forwards in confidence and assurance.